And the Lord said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan has asked for all of you to sift you as wheat. But I have entreated for thee that thy faith may not fail. And when thou art converted, strengthen thy brothers. And he said to him, Lord, I am prepared to go with thee both into prison and to death. And he told him, I say to thee, Peter, the cock shall not crow today until thou hast three times denied that thou knowest me. And he said to them, when I sent you without purse and pack and shoes, did you lack anything? And they said, nothing. Then he said to them, but now he who has a purse, let him take it, and likewise the pack. And he who does not have a sword, let him sell his garment and buy one. For I say to you that this that is written must yet be finished in me. And he was reckoned with the transgressors. For the things concerning me have an end. And they said, Lord, behold, here are two swords. And he said to them, it is enough. And going out, he went according to his custom to the Mount of Olives, and his disciples also followed him. And when he was at the place, he said to them, pray that you may not enter into temptation. And he pulled back from them about a stone's throw, and kneeling down, he prayed, saying, Father, if thou intend that this cup should pass from me, nevertheless not my will, but thine be done. And there appeared to him an angel from heaven, strengthening him. And being in agony, he prayed more intently, and his sweat was as drops of blood descending to the earth. And standing up from prayer, coming to his disciples, he found them slumbering from sorrow, and said to them, why do you sleep? Stand up and pray that you may not enter into temptation. But while he yet spoke, behold, a crowd, and he who was called Judas, one of the 12, came before them and drew near to Jesus to kiss him. But Jesus says to him, Judas, betrayest thou the Son of Man with a kiss? And they who were around him, seeing what would be, said to him, Lord, shall we strike with the sword? And one of them struck the servant of the chief priest and took off his right ear. But Jesus answering said, allow ye thus far. And touching his ear, he healed him. And Jesus said to the chief priests and captains of the temple and the elders who had come to him, have you come out as against a robber with swords and wooden rods? When I was daily with you in the temple, you stretched out no hands against me. But this is your hour and the authority of darkness. And taking him, they led him away and led him into the house of the chief priest. And Peter followed afar off. And when they had lit a fire in the midst of the courtyard and sat down together, Peter sat in the midst of them. But a certain maid, seeing him as he sat by the light and gazing at him, said, this man also was with him. And he denied, saying, woman, I do not know him. And after a very little while, another, seeing him, declared, thou art also of them. But Peter said, man, I am not. And after the space of about 1 hour, another strongly affirmed, saying, upon the truth, this man also was with him, for he also is a Galilean. And Peter said, man, I do not know what thou sayest. And immediately, while he yet spoke, the cock crowed. And the Lord, turning, looked at Peter. And Peter remembered the word of the Lord, how he had said to him, before the cock crows, thou shalt deny me three times. And Peter went out and wept bitterly. And the men who beset Jesus mocked him, beating him, and blindfolding him, they struck him on the face and asked him, saying, prophesy, who is it that struck thee? And many other things, blaspheming, they spoke against him. And when day had come, the elders of the people and the chief priests and scribes gathered and led him up into their council, saying, "If thou art the Christ, tell us." And he said to them, "If I tell you, you will not believe. And if I also ask you, you will not answer me, nor release me. From henceforth shall the Son of Man sit on the right hand of the power of God." And they all declared, "Art thou then the Son of God?" And he said to them, "You say that I am." And they said, "Why do we still have need of testimony? For we ourselves have heard it from his mouth." Every temptation is attended with some kind of despair. Otherwise, it is not a temptation. And therefore, consolation follows. He who is tempted is brought into anxieties, which induce a state of despair as to what the end is to be. The very combat of temptation is nothing else. He who is sure of victory is not in anxiety, and therefore is not in temptation. The Lord also, as he endured the most dire and cruel temptations of all, could not but be driven into states of despair. And these he dispelled and overcame by his own power, as may be clearly seen from his temptation in Gethsemane. From these passages, we may see what was the nature of the Lord's temptations, that they were the most terrible of all, and that he felt anguish from the very inmost, even to the sweating of blood, and that he was then in a state of despair concerning the end and the outcome, and also that he had consolations. That there were angels with the Lord when he fought against the hells is evident from the word, as also from the consideration that when he was in the combats of temptations, it could not be otherwise than that angels should be present, to whom the Lord from his own power gave strength, and as it were power, to fight together with him. For all the power that the angels have is from the Lord. That the Lord, in temptations, at last fought with the angels themselves, even with the whole angelic heaven, is a secret that has not yet been disclosed. But the case with regard to this matter is that the angels are indeed in the highest wisdom and intelligence, but have all wisdom and intelligence from the divine of the Lord. The angels also say that all that is their own is evil and false, both from their heredity and from actual life when they were men in the world, and that the evil and falsity is not separated or wiped away from them, they being thus justified, but that it all remains with them, and that it is by the Lord that they are withheld from evil and falsity and are kept in good and truth. This being the case, in order that the Lord might reduce the universal heaven into heavenly order, he admitted into himself temptations from the angels also, who, insofar as they were in what is their own, were so far not in good and truth. These temptations are the inmost of all, for they act solely into the ends, and with such subtlety as cannot possibly be noticed. But insofar as they are not in what is their own, so far they are in good and truth, and so far they cannot tempt. Amen.